Well, I know the fight's not until September, but New Zealand's WBO World Heavyweight Champion Joseph Parker has already gone head-to-head with his opponent, Huey Fury. The two have had their first joint press conference in the lead-up to the bout overnight in the UK. There was some tough talking. Joseph Parker joins us now. Hello, Joe.
Hello, how's it going?
Very good. Now, here's the thing I couldn't believe. Huey Fury apparently hugged you.
Yeah, we met up at the press conference, and it was a good, respectful press conference, actually.
How was the hug?
The hug, it was good. It was a firm hug. It was very firm and very tight, but it wasn't too bad.
I should expect a firm and tight hug from a man who's challenging for the WBO World Heavyweight Championship of the world. I would have thought when you boxers start hugging, you really start hugging. Did you give him a good, strong hug back?
No, I did. I think I gave the harder one. So I think he was a little worried. I think let's say hug that he'll be worried come fight night, come September 23.
So this was a bit of a hug-off, really, you know, just a bit of a...
just a little bit of respect. But then, come fight night, just know there's no hugging. There's going to be fists going every direction.
It's the first time you've really met him. And, of course, he let you down so terribly earlier by not coming down to New Zealand to fight. What do you make of the man?
I guess he had an injury, so he wasn't able to attend. I was able to fight in May, but put all of that behind us. Now we're able to set up the fight, and I feel like it's going to be an exciting fight. I feel like we're both going to train hard for it. And when it comes to September 23, my goal is to knock him out.
We know that, and we expect that. But I'm thinking about Huey right now. When you look into his eyes, is this a man who looks like he wants to take you to the wire?
When I look at it, I guess he wants to take the title away from me, but I also see fear, and I see fear because he knows what I can do in the ring. Mm. And I guess he has to prepare well for it because I want to come as ready as I can.
Good on you. Now, how much attention was on this press conference? Are you a buzz over there?
There was good attention. There's actually a lot of support here, which surprised me, but it's good to sort of get a welcoming here, and there's a lot of support and a lot of fans here looking forward to the fight. So it's great to be here, great to sort of take a look around and all that, but also great to meet a lot of people here that support us.
Whereabouts are you based?
We're in London. We're just leaving Manchester now, back to London. So and then we fly back to Vegas tomorrow to start our training camp.
Okay. Are you getting much New Zealand support?
Yeah. I mean, every New Zealander we see on the road stops us for photos and stops us to have a talk about. So there's a lot of support back in New Zealand, but also there's a lot of New Zealanders supporting us here, which is great. Mm.
And how's the body? How's your training going? I mean, where are you at?
I haven't started training seriously yet. I think our training camp starts seriously tomorrow when we fly to Vegas, but the body's had a bit of a break, and I think it's recovered and everything. All the little niggles are gone, so I'm looking forward to smashing camp hard and getting in great shape again.
You've had two different types of training regimes. Some have been long and intensive, and occasionally you've got injuries from it. Others have been short and sharp. And what sort of approach are you going to take this year, this fight?
With this fight, we've got from today onwards, we have about 10-week camp. So we have 8 weeks in Vegas, which is what my body sort of likes. No, 8 weeks is good enough for us. We have 2 weeks here before the fight, so I think that's the sort of realistic camp that will help us get in great shape and be ready.
And this is your first significant overseas fight and the first time defending your belt. Does that make things different?
I mean, this is probably the first time moving away since being champion. This is the second time I defend my belt, but I think it's time for us to move away from New Zealand because this is where the heavyweight scene's at the moment. So we want to join them. We want to... get along and then fight everyone that's here. But first, we have to fight Huey.
Meanwhile, of course, Anthony Joshua's promoters are starting to talk you up. In fact, Hearn wants to see you in the spring of summer next year. I know you've got a fight to get through. How are you feeling? Is Anthony Joshua paying you respect? Are you feeling the love?
No, I'm not feeling love from him. I'm feeling love from everyone else, though, except for him. But, just want to get past Huey and then hopefully set something up so I can also fight him and test myself and he can test himself. I'll back myself with anyone I fight with.
Klitschko, Joshua, Fury.
Yeah. All of them. Bring on anyone. I first have to take care of Huey.
Good on you, Joe. You have some fun. Get to Las Vegas, do some work, and you know that the country is behind you. And thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us today.
Thank you very much.
Joshua Parker. WBO World Heavyweight Champion from New Zealand.